Hi, happy Thanksgiving. This is CJ, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show. Today, we are here with Ragini Michaels, and we are talking about gratitude. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm so great. I have so much gratitude that you're here. I do have a lot of gratitude here. I'm learning a lot. This is interesting. So when I was doing research on gratitude, there was a whole bunch of then research about gratitude and how people benefit from gratitude. And a lot of what the show is about is shifting the way that we live, finding ways of living. And so we're talking today about, you know, living with more gratitude. But why? Why should we do that? What are the benefits? I mean, you've talked about in the first segment that it's changed your life, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. Because it made you go from kind of a bunch of unhappy, cynical stories to, is that right? I'm just That's doing correct. A summary, unhappy, cynical stories to now in which they're either balanced mm-hmm. or positive because mm-hmm. it changes your worldview in some ways, right? Is that mm-hmm. a good summary of what you said?
Yes. It's kind of like there's it's a movement from being very negative to being positive to being able to just be without mm-hmm. your mind chattering on. So really the best gratitude there is comes when your mind is quiet. But in order to get from a negative mind to a quiet mind to where gratitude can come emerge and I fall into my heart or rise into my heart, whichever you like better, I was missing the bridge, which is called positivity, right? You have to be positive to find gratitude.
Right.
Gratitude presupposes positivity.
Right.
So in order to do that, to find gratitude, you really have to pay attention to whether or not you're being positive because it's a big, big, big leap. Kind of like leaping across the Grand Canyon from a negative, cynical, skeptical, oh, poor me, victim type scenario to I'm so grateful that I'm alive. Hmm. It's too big of a jump for the mind.
Right.
So you need that bridge in between, which is learning how to be positive, which really means starting to practice seeing what you actually have in addition to what you don't have.
Hmm.
You know, because we live in a culture that's all about finding more, improving what you have.
Right.
There's not a lot of emphasis on being overjoyed with what you do have.
Right.
And in savoring the wonder of it, the wonder of it, not just the comfort of it, but the wonder of it that there is such a thing at all.
Yeah.
That you exist at all.
Right.
Is a pretty stunning phenomenon.
Or just the breath.
There you go.
Is an amazing thing to just like. This thing, I don't even have to do anything. And it's there pulling up oxygen. And like
that's right. And it keeps everything unfolding. So, you know, the benefits of it are definitely you get a much better physiological response. You're more healthy physically. Emotionally, you're more balanced. Psychologically, you're more positive. And spiritually, you feel more connected. So mm-hmm. gratitude is a winner all the way around. And it's the best winner when it comes from your heart. But mm-hmm. if all you can do is start with it from your head, so it's got all this other stuff around it, that's a good start. Don't throw it away.
Yeah.
Start where you are and keep moving to where you'd like to be.
Okay. I have to tell you a funny story. Mm-hmm. So I was at a Thanksgiving. It was like the day after of Thanksgiving. And we were actually at a friend's house. And I don't know how you can take leftover turkey and make it bad, but this one, this honestly was one of the worst after Thanksgiving lunches that I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
And
in terms of the food tasting good,
everything, like how can you take cold turkey with, you know, warm up the mashed potatoes and I mean, how could this be bad? Right. Mm-hmm. But this actually tasted awful. And I don't know how this person did it, but it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're sitting at dinner. We're sitting at this lunch. And my cousin, who's a really positive person, looks up and says, "Terry, great pickles."
Excellent.
Because kind of everyone looks at, you know, this person to like offer like the positive thing, you know, like they're always like the person that has to say the positive thing about the meal. And so it was great.
Found great something to say. You know, it's a knack. It's really an art to be positive in a realistic way.
Yeah.
Right. Not in a way that's just.
They really did like the pickles. Yeah. I mean, they were like, what is it that I can authentically say
right.
at this point?
That's right.
This awful lunch that I could authentically say in appreciation of, you know, the person So the other thing they say is that gratitude is really helpful during transitions, life transitions. What do you say about that? I mean, have you had experiences with that? And if so, how? I know you talked about your sister, which is a huge transition.
Well, I think most of us go through transitions way more than we realize mm-hmm. we go through them. And one of the things about transitions is that they are marked by confusion. Mm. That's an identifying characteristic of a transitional period.
Yep.
Also, transition includes unpleasant and uncomfortable experiences along with confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways in which gratitude can be important here is that it can allow you to put a frame around your transition, if you choose to, that says this is leading me someplace better than where I was. So I'm willing to go through this. And I'm grateful that life is taking me to a better place than where I was.
That's a good one.
I don't know where it's taking me, but I trust that it's better. Now, I say it's a frame because you can't prove that it's true, but that's what trust and faith is all about. And if you put faith...
You mean positivity?
No, I'm talking about faith.
Okay, that's different than positivity.
The more grateful you become, the more you meditate, and I say that again, I'm sorry, but I have to support meditation.
No, meditation, the journal, which we talked about in the third
segment.
The
more you can step back from your story as it unfolds, the more you can see that there are other storylines unfolding that maybe you couldn't see when you were inside the story, mm-hmm. wrapped up in your current story as it is, your current transition, your current dilemma, your current fear. When you step back, almost everyone sees something in that storyline, if you look back, that you never saw before, that was related to helping you come up to where you are today and to keep moving you towards your purpose, your destiny, your reason for being. I mean, every seed that is alive, I think I've said this before, has in it the blueprint of what it's going to be. Is there any reason why human beings should be any different? Mm-hmm. We're all headed somewhere in relationship to the blossoming of who we are. So if you put that frame around it, and again, I say it's a frame, you don't really know, but it feels like truth if you come from your heart more than from your head.
Hmm.
And that's where gratitude becomes helpful. So if you're willing to explore and experiment with that idea, that transition is nothing but you having to move into someplace new, another stage of your evolution, another step in your journey, and it's unknown to you. And wow, this is still going on, right? I'm really being taken somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I keep saying it's a frame because it is.
Yes, right? If you say something like, thank you for the adventure of life and taking me to a destination, which I have faith is going to be a good destination. Thank you so much for creating the change to make this happen for me.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm grateful a lot for having faith. I never felt like I had any. I didn't know I had it. I had a lot more than I thought I did. It was just in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I had more faith in my negativity than I did in my positivity or in my gratitude. That's shifted now, and I have more faith. I feel like my faith is now focused in the better place, towards my positivity and the fact that I have something to do here on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a useful way for human beings to approach their lives, and with it comes a great deal more gratitude from the heart, not just from the head.
Okay, I'm going to now open my heart because I really do have to thank you so much, Rakhni. All of these wonderful bits of wisdom, the way in which you explain things with such grace and beauty, it really is just touching to my heart, honestly, and then my mind. Actually, you've touched my heart and my mind because as always, you touch my heart and then my mind goes, what? and then you explain to my mind, well, here, and then my okay, now my mind is okay and my heart is okay. Thank you so much for your presence, your advice, and your presence in my life.
You're welcome. It is genuinely my pleasure because my journey to this place has been long and hard, and to hear you say that just makes my heart happy.
Oh, good. And Chris, are you there, Chris? Thank you so much. You are just the most flexible, wonderful person ever. I'm so appreciative of so much that you bring and your love and your passion for the show. So thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you so much for your presence and listening.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, CJ and Rakhni, and to everyone listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a great one, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.